mics.
And so we're running over there.
We are video running has over there. Video has all started.
Right. Yeah. All right, we're doing it. Yeah. We're doing it.
It's the Prophet Dig Radio Show.
Hello, everyone out in the internet.
Is that the internet over there?
That's the internet.
Okay, okay. So
we're broadcasting our signal to the internet.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy when you think about it. I guess technically our cameras and our phones and our televisions and, you know, people have these Alexa devices and...
Yes, but you know what?
What?
You cannot turn that back.
You cannot.
Unless you want to move into the mountains and just live a off-the-grid kind of lifestyle.
No, you cannot.
But for most of our audience, they are probably trying to run successful construction companies.
I'd say that's correct.
Or create one, build one.
That's, yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. So you can't get away from the technology.
You cannot.
And if you want to be successful in business, you need to embrace that stuff and figure out how to use it to your advantage.
I completely agree. Anything can be misused.
Well, yeah.
This isn't necessarily a public service announcement, but as you know, we actually own multiple businesses. We're all business owners, and we've built Prophet Dig, and people even have other ventures going on. I mean, we like to be busy. We're very entrepreneurial folks, and that's just what we do around here. What was my public service announcement? Oh, that I have had too many Miller Lights at one time at a Prophet Dig meeting. I won't mention one specifically, but... It happens. So my point is that anything can be misused, even the Miller Lights at a Prophet Dig meeting. And so
anything can be misused. Well, I forgot I had these headphones on. We've been sitting here talking. But then I was like, well, I've got the headphones on, so now I just need to leave them on.
I think you should leave them on.
Otherwise, it's like I'm completely changing my...
Well, yeah, and it's kind of a DJ thing.
Plus, I'm engineering. I'm watching the tracks on my phone.
DJ Prophet Dig! You know, it's kind of like it. Yeah, I'm going to make you a shirt.
This is a... That'd be pretty cool. This is a two-channel...
It is.
...audio recording recorded through a isotope... Spire recorder.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's a great little
recorder.
Yeah. Great little unit.
Recorder, yeah.
And very cool. So I'm running the... It connects to your phone.
Yep.
So the recording is happening on my phone.
You have a mixer on your phone and your preamp sits there in a little box.
So if anyone needs a portable... And it's portable. Like it charges up.
Yep.
So you can just take it wherever you want to go.
Yep.
If you need a portable two-track... digital audio recorder.
Absolutely,
yeah. The Isotope Spire is a very fine product.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah, it's very, very cool. And the fact that, like you said, it's portable. So, like, I'm thinking, you know, the next trade show we attend, we should carry a mic and try to interview some folks.
Man, that would be a great idea.
That would be pretty sweet.
We need to get to a trade show so that we can tell the world about...
Are we having trade shows? I don't know that we're having trade shows again yet.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. Yeah. I know most conferences have been virtual, obviously, for the last year. And
yeah, that doesn't seem like quite the same kind of...
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, when we have trade shows, conferences again, yes, we need to do on-site interviews. I think that would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Prophet Dig Radio Show, I guess is what this will be.
I guess. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So,
and this is my first appearance on the Prophet Dig Radio Show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd be damn.
I know.
All right.
I know. You basically took over the Prophet Dig Radio Show. No, I'm totally kidding. You started the Prophet Dig Radio Show. So
normally,
you should have been there. Yeah.
Normally, it's our partner Jeff Spencer,
right,
talking about construction topics.
Yep.
You and I are you know, we're country boys and do stuff, but we're not necessarily construction guys.
We're not. And you know, it's funny because I know you and I both growing up, like young, like high school, even maybe even right after high school, have done a number of construction jobs. So I have been there. I have witnessed it. And in fact, I did it for a number of years after high school, to be honest with you. Time flies. You kind of lose track of it. But, you know, I have a great respect for the industry and that trade. It's very cool. And so the fact that we're able to contribute with Profit Dig, it's pretty amazing. So...
Well, yes. So, Jeff's not here. You and I are really marketing guys as far as business goes.
Right.
So, we've been kind of talking about marketing strategies for small contractors.
Right.
Or the guys who are just getting started or who just need to spread their brand.
Absolutely.
And get business. You know?
Yeah.
So... I guess my thinking on that is that, at least for our market, you know, we're probably not talking about big companies that work in multiple states and all over the place, you know.
No, I mean, now granted, we have some Profit Dig users that, and part of that is just their location, but they are. I mean, they're licensed contractors that serve multiple states, you know, that border once another or each other. And that's, you know, again, part of that is just their location just happens to be strategic for that.
Yeah.
But
for the small operator, he probably needs to take a local approach.
Yes.
And just a little bit ago, you did a whiteboard video with a lot of the things that a small company needs to do to maximize their visibility for those seeking their services in their market.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so it's local SEO and all local stuff.
Stuff that doesn't cost you anything
right.
other than your time. I understand that it's the most precious commodity, but if you're going to build your business, you got to have somebody doing
it. The thing is, and it's not extremely difficult things
no,
to do.
No, not at all.
But
yeah, if you can fill out a form on the web, if you've made a purchase online, you can do this.
But most people are not there.
They're not?
Most of your competition is probably not doing the very basic things to...
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to bet whoever's listening or watching right now, $100 that their competition isn't doing this. If they can prove me wrong, I'll send you $100.
That's pretty good. Although, what does that mean? Is that not a single other company? I mean, there's surely somebody else is doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I like the idea, the $100 challenge.
All right, you know what? You know what? I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I screwed up there. You're right. $100
to
the first company that can show me an example of how their competition is doing a better job than they are online. Show me $100.
Well, okay.
Yeah, or 3 months. Of Profit Dig.
3 months free. Of Profit Dig.
That's almost $300.
That's true. Y'all, in case you don't know, Profit Dig is switching off of a model that has a free option.
It is.
To a paid only option.
It is.
It's just we're growing.
It's an injustice to free users because we can't provide everything for no cost because, well, we have to support you, provide assistance if you need it. There's operating costs. It's a company. It costs you money to run your business, same as it costs us money to run ours. I mean, it is what it is. But so again,
$99 a month, if you can't afford that for a solution,
well, you're not in business.
To bid and cost your jobs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, probably my TV subscriptions trump that. I said Trump. We won't be able to air this episode. I apologize. But
these days, that's probably about what it costs to fill your truck up one time. About $99.
Probably. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Anyway. A local contractor can create a decided advantage for himself by just doing basic local digital marketing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can help you with that, by the way. Profit Dig, our main focus is our bidding and costing solution, but we can provide a whole suite of services related to the marketing of your business and that kind of thing.
So, we absolutely can.
We're marketing guys.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, we want to help you effectively bid your jobs and track your costs. And do more of it. That's kind of a win-win. Yeah, and
we also have a book that is for sale on Amazon.com, especially if you are young in building your construction career.
It's almost a handbook, really.
Yeah, it's called Digging for Profit. Secrets to Success in the Construction Industry, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, it's by Jeff Spencer and me, Jerry Work. Yeah. It's all Jeff's thoughts, and I help shape it, but it's a really great little manual.
It's really good.
Just for strategies and tips for starting and growing a construction business.
I don't know if you remember this, but my youngest son, Ollie, and this was even 2 or 3 years ago, got a hold of that book and suddenly decided he wanted to be a construction guy. You don't remember that? He used to carry it in this briefcase. Because he was a construction, he's like, I got stuff to build, which I thought was amazing. So, if it can influence my youngest son, there's something to it. That's what they say about music. You know, I used to always hear, you could tell a hit song by if you play it for a small child, and if they move to the music, it has a lot of potential. Sort of the same concept. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to check it out. Digging for Profit. Secrets to Success in the Construction Industry. Mm-hmm. Found on Amazon.
Jeff and I spent
a lot of time
months working on this book. Oh, it was a lot of time. He and I would get together and we would just talk and I would record it.
Yeah.
And then a lot of that I just had digitally transcribed. Mm-hmm. But then, the way someone talks, it's a million miles from there.
Well, you're also the editor. And that's a whole other
So we put a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
We're proud of it.
Oh, absolutely.
We haven't done worth the crap of promoting the thing. Like,
but you've sold quite a few copies of it.
We sold some copies.
And we've given a lot of copies away. In fact, I bet we'd be willing to give a copy away to someone who would like to read it.
You know what?
Send us an email at info@profitdig.com and say, I want the book in your subject line. Include your name and obviously contact information and mailing address, and we'll send you an actual copy.
Well, let's say maybe like the first 10 people who do that.
Really?
It costs us money.
Well, I understand that.
Y'all can go buy it at Amazon.com.
Well, okay.
But if you're one of the first 10, We'll send you one for free.
Okay. I'm very generous this evening. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I've got
Ben Franklin's to give away. I've got copies of your book to give away. And I am going to share this fine Pilsner with you right now.
All right. I don't even know where we were going with this whole thing, but we've managed to sit here.
I'm not sure either, yeah.
Bullshit.
I know.
10 minutes, I guess. I don't know.
I'm just happy to finally be on the Profit Dig Radio Show.
You're big time.
I've been here since the beginning. This is my first radio show appearance, but that's okay.
Big time now.
I know. I feel pretty good.
All right. Anyway, we are Profit Dig. We sell the world's easiest to use construction job bidding and costing solution that starts at $99 a month. No contract. Quit anytime if you don't like it.
So. It's pretty stupid. We'll see you there, ProfitDig.com.
See y'all. Please, if you're watching this video on YouTube, like it.
No.
Comment.
Smash that like
button. That's what they say. That's right.
That's what they say. Yes.
See,
my 11-year-old has a YouTube channel, and he tries to tell me that we do this all wrong. And I'm like, well, son, we try to provide useful information, and we don't want to be overly promotional. And he's like, but you got to smash that like button. So that's what we're asking you to do. Yep.
Or if you are listening to this on our audio podcast.
Yeah, you can subscribe to us.
Like, subscribe, whatever the option is.
I know. All right. It probably has them both.
Probably does.
It probably does. It's 2021.
Yep.
It's awesome.
All right.
See you guys.
Thank you.